This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, Attorney General Barr, who, by the way, clearly is a great member of the president's cabinet. You know, I mean, obviously the Attorney General has a little separation from the usual cabinet, folks, but if the president says, here's who I want to be Attorney General, the Congress says, you can have him or you can't, the Senate specifically. And there's so much noise out there right now. There's just a ridiculous amount of noise. And you need to know this to be able to understand it. That sounded really condescending, but I don't mean to be condescending. I'm saying here's what I do, and I think it will help you. Every time you hear somebody say something about anything, especially in the political world, just step back a moment and say, what are their motives? What do they want, right? What are they after? And the Democrats that don't like Bill Barr, that don't like the Mueller report, that don't like they have a motivation to take down this president. Here's the deal. I was at the White House yesterday, as you know. I talked to a few people on the air and off the air that you've never heard of. But I found myself really, really comforted by the fact that there is an all-star team underneath this president. He may have less of them than other presidents did because he's like that. And maybe politically he should have a few more just so it isn't such a messy process. But it's the real deal. It's getting work done. Every one of these, in every category, I'm walking the halls. There was an event with the president yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock with the Opportunity Zone folks. And we went over to that, and Larry Kudlow introduced the president. The president talked to all the people from all across the country that were there. And that's in the old executive office building, the Eisenhower executive office building. And if you walk the halls there, I mean, here's the Space Council, here's the Economic Council, here's the Innovation Council, there's people that do nothing but try and advance an agenda of the president of the United States doing really, really good work. And Bill Barr is one of those. All this stuff gets thrown at him, and he doesn't care. He's just saying, look, there's rules here, there's a law here, and we follow it. Now, the Democrats, on the other hand, what they're trying to do, they want to plant as many seeds with the American public as possible that somehow Donald Trump is a crook colluding with the Russians out to destroy America. And the holy grail for them was a Democratic-financed dossier. Hillary, Rush Limbaugh's investigation this week says it was actually Hillary's campaign. I'd heard the DNC. I always say Democrat-financed dossier. All lies, all political opposition research designed to say, you know, let's use this for the political advantage of his opponents. They pay for it. They ultimately use it as a reason to get the Obama administration the ability to spy on the Trump campaign, and that's what this is all about. A lie. 100% a lie. Okay? So it's the Holy Grail. They pay the money, they think it's going to work, and most times it probably would have and taken somebody down. But Donald Trump is tireless. He's the ultimate fighter. Nothing's ever been seen like this in Washington, D.C. And I'm here to tell you, folks, if Donald Trump survives all this, and all these good people that I'm talking about in the White House that ultimately are allowed to do their jobs without all of this political nonsense, politics, government is changed forever. And a lot of swamp dwellers who live on working in the government for 10, 20 years, then go get a big-time lobbyist job, then usher people in on how you get things done, all goes away. Their livelihood, they're living off the swamp. is Senator Kramer often says, the four or five most wealthy counties in America are where? The five counties surrounding Washington, D.C. Wait a minute. That's the United States government that's there. That shouldn't be wealth. That should be we have a job to do, check the box, boom, we're gone. Wealth is created by people that come up with ideas, risk their capital, go out and hire people and get things done. Why is it around that place? Because it's a swamp, and he's draining it. So they've got to do everything in their power to take him down. I hope everybody listening today that is what I would refer to as sort of passive about their politics. You know, they knew what their parents were, and they sort of pay attention, and they sort of vote more on personality or a soundbite here or there, one thing here or there, one issue. But don't absorb themselves in it. Don't study it. Don't watch hours and hours of CNN and MSNBC and Fox and everything else. You know, those are the people that I really hope will pay attention to what has happened to this administration and what's in this report. And here's really, in a nutshell, a half an hour's worth of news from that press conference, what you need to know.
There is substantial evidence to show that the president was frustrated and angered by his sincere belief that the investigation was undermining his presidency, propelled by his political opponents, and fueled by illegal leaks. Nonetheless, the White House fully cooperated with the special counsel's investigation, providing unfettered access to campaign and White House documents.
So if you're lying, are you cooperating like that? No. That isn't actually the quote I wanted you to hear that I think is the money quote, but it's one of them. So there were two questions today. Was there collusion? Big, fat, zero, no. What you just heard there was about obstruction. And what the president is guilty of, according to his attorney general, is being mad and being frustrated. And when this report comes out in an hour, that's what you're going to see. The president called and yelled at this person, stop this, don't do this. It didn't stop. It didn't affect the investigation. I'm not a lawyer, but I've always been told you have a question of whether or not the law was broken, yes or no. If the answer is yes, the next question is, did you try to hide this? Did you try to obstruct justice? Well, if the first answer is no, there isn't a second question. That's the legal standard. So, you know, this idea that Bob Mueller decided to just put the evidence out there, which, by the way, is a total swamp thing, total swamp thing. They wanted that little sliver of question. Oh, there was obstruction. And now you hear he was mad, but they cooperated fully. It's over. The Holy Grail is gone. For the left, folks, here's what I was talking about earlier related to the big question, and that's collusion. And he talks about the bottom line here. Listen to this.
The special counsel also investigated whether any member or affiliate of the Trump campaign encouraged or otherwise played a role in these dissemination efforts. Under applicable law, publication of these types of material would not be criminal unless the publisher also participated in the underlying hacking conspiracy.
All right, we'll find the cut I'm looking for in the break here, because there's a line in here that boils it down to, you know, everything you need to know, and that's where I'm getting at. If you're sort of in that camp of, hey, what do I need to know? What is my takeaway from this? That would be it. All right, so. Enough of my take. I think it's a great morning for the Trump administration. All that will be left is for Democrats to bluster. And they're down to just dumb stuff like that. Why did you brief the president? Look, anybody that's subject to a prosecution attempt gets the benefit of saying, here's what's in the report that we're going to put out. Not you can change it. Not you can redact something. Nothing. Courtesy. This is going to the public. Here you go. Take a look at it. You do that for somebody that robs a bank. Why wouldn't you do it for the President of the United States? You know, it's just insane, the level of bluster that they'll go to. And it's just that. It's bluster. It's all going away. So just keep that in mind as we go. In fact, we should have some fun today. Maybe dip in and out of MSNBC and CNN just to see if their head is popping off. I'm kind of curious, but I do want to know what
you sure you want to do that.
What do you think? What did you think and what you heard? And by the way, if you think this is all a sham and Trump is guilty, and I'd love to hear your opinion as well. I want all opinions. Tell me what you think of this. 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Let's rip the Band-Aid off. Let's get this, out of our systems. Let's react to it, and let's get on with building the wall, continuing to get this economy to roar. 58% of Americans think the president is spot on the economy. Let's take on the nemesis of China, trying to do what they're trying to do to us in the many, many ways. Make them pay with the trade deal. There's just so many things to do that are so much more productive and important to the American people. But that's tomorrow. That's next week. Today, the story of the day is the Mueller report. You heard it? What do you think? 258-0550, local telephone number, toll-free at 800-228-0550. And if you don't agree with my take on this, I'd love to hear from you. I really would. More after this.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker-Braddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
counsel did not find any conspiracy to violate U.S. law involving Russian-linked persons and any persons associated with the Trump campaign. So that's the bottom line. After nearly 2 years of investigation, thousands of subpoenas, hundreds of warrants, and witness interviews, the special counsel confirmed that the Russian government sponsored efforts to illegally interfere with the 2016 presidential election, but did not find that the Trump campaign or other Americans colluded in those efforts.
What more do you need to hear than that? That is everything you need to hear. Save that clip. We're going to play it again because it would save you a lot of hours of frustration weeding through people suggesting that horrible things are happening, like they're doing on MSNBC right now. This, by the way, a former Republican. She's still a Republican, but she's a never Trumper. Worked in the Bush administration on MSNBC. Interviewing some expert. You tell me when that's ready, Kevin. I'll tell you about Chose Investments. For more than 40 years, Chose Investments has brought plans to life and made dreams come true by delivering expertise and service to those wishing to lease office space, buy or sell land, or develop office buildings. They know the properties. They know the market. When you look to the future, look to Chose Investments. Go online, choseinvestments.com, K-J-O-S Investments. .com. All right, listen to the former U.S. Attorney General, senior FBI official Chuck Rosenberg crying on MSNBC.
I imagine there's a strong case for obstruction. I will say this.
Of course.
And we've been hinting at it. In order to determine that the president had a sincere belief, Nicole, you are spot on about this. In order to determine that the president had a sincere belief that his presidency was being undermined by political opponents and that he was frustrated and angry, wouldn't you need to talk to him? And so to characterize it that way to me is troubling. And I would love to see the Mueller report, the actual book and not the book review, to make that determination for myself.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, first it was, we don't want his summary. We need the report. Now they heard the book report. Now they want, keep asking for it. Keep smiling. And what they're talking about there was the line in the Mueller report in which Mueller and his investigators conclude the president had a sincere belief that they were spying. Well, there was. We know that now.
It's very troubling.
Yeah, that's troubling.
A little troubling.
I love it. I love it when they... how about CNN? Are they crying right now?
They're very concerned.
They're just gushing tears.
Troubling and very concerned.
Yeah, gushing tears. So we'll see what CNN has to say here shortly. Todd, are you a little teared up? Are you with the MSNBC crowd today?
That's why I was late for the show. I mean, I was crying in the back. It was...
Pulling yourself together. Yeah.
I can barely be on the show today.
Texter says the
Democrats... How many people need their safe space today, by the way?
Oh, my gosh. Their holy grail is gone. That's what you need to know. And when you are, this close to the holy grail, and then, Indiana Jones sweeps in and takes it away, you're going to react in such a way that you are a little childish. You're not rational. That's what's happening right now, before our very eyes. The Holy Grail escaping the Donald J. Trump haters. The Democratic finance spying, lying, witch hunt. The payoff is eluding them. So here's what you need to watch for. Theater. Bluster. This doofus on, I shouldn't say that, whatever he is, former FBI official on MSNBC, sincere belief. Why would they put that in the report? It's a sincere belief. Well, you'd have to talk to them to know that. Why'd you? Literally, they're arguing with the description on how they could possibly have known that. Obviously, the president had a sincere belief because it was true. And we'll know that before long, too. And he was mad. I don't blame him for being mad. One bit. But here's what they're going to do. The theater, the bluster, the spin. All politics. Making mountains out of molehills. They want to consume America for the next few days, all in an attempt to save face. So it's a bad day for Democrats. I don't doubt that at all. CNN, we got Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper having a cry fest. Are the Kleenex on the table there? Turn it up. Let me see if I can detect their sniffles.
Democratic minority leader in the Senate tweeting, quote, "Now that President Trump's campaign press conference is over, it's time for Congress and the American people, the American public, to see the Mueller report of the Democrats running for president. Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, saying the American people deserve the truth, not spin from a Trump appointee. Senator Warren, it's a disgrace to see an attorney general acting as if he's the personal attorney and publicist for the president of the United States." And it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, and on and on. And it's just like you guys every day, on and on and on and on. You know, see, that's thank you, CNN, for just proving exactly what I was saying. Let the spin begin. Let the theater begin. All those tweets are theater. Chuck Schumer. Now the campaign press conference is over. Bill Barr isn't attorney general unless the body that you serve in, sir, approves him. He's as much your attorney general as he is the president's. And every president, all 45, have had an attorney general appointed by them that then heads the Justice Department. They all do it. You want to talk about Eric Holder and campaign offices? It's just despicable. It really is. Here's my theory, though. My theory is something's wrong with the phones, Todd. Are you figuring that out? Because I'm not able to.
I was about to reboot everything here. I'm like, yeah, you gotta be kidding me.
That's one theory because, you know, we have one of the most momentous news days ever, and I'm looking over the lines in there right now, not working. So I don't know what's going on. Call and test the lines and then text me if you're having troubles getting in today, and we'll get that figured out because something's going on. 258-0550, 258-0550. Now, here's my theory, and I want the audience to think about this and tell me whether or not you experience any of this in your own world, family members, coworkers, you know, just everyday folks you're having a conversation with. I really believe that every day people have to be awakening to this idea that the chicken little lefties have been attacking President Trump relentlessly. And there's no there. He's still standing. Right? I mean, they've lied. They financed this effort with the dossier. And I do believe 2020 is going to be a referendum on them and those kind of tactics. Are you seeing that in your world at all? Is there a difference or are Trump haters just Trump haters? Tell me what you think. Texters, the Democrats, CNN, and MSNBC have been hissing all night long. It's a pleasure to watch. I just watched, says another, put many things to rest. Go, Trump, go. Flagpole Jim says, let's have a no collusion flagpole sale. Okay, we're going to do that today. No collusion. Let's celebrate and have a little sale today. Texter says, that was one of the best press conferences I've ever heard in my life, particularly in his responses to the breathless journalists. It is so nice to finally have an adult in the room. We are going to do a little fake news media montage of all the questions. They were some doozies. They were crying, too. More coming up.
Good day, folks. Matt the Pizza Guy with Pizza Corner Pizza here. Warmer temps mean new life. As flowers are blooming and birds are singing, Easter must be coming. So that means you need to hop into your local grocery store and take advantage of the excellent deals on Pizza Corner Pizzas. Hey, there's no hunt involved. Simply find Pizza Corner Pizzas in the frozen section of your favorite grocery or C-store. Peeps are good, chocolate is a must, and jelly beans are a no-brainer. But don't forget to fill your basket with Pizza Corner Pizzas as well. Treat yourself and your family this Easter to a delicious Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new looks and great taste.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr holding a news conference in Washington at this hour discussing the release later this morning of the Mueller report on the Russia investigation. Barr discussing the roughly 400-page report that's to be made public at 11 a.m. Eastern.
But again, the special counsel's report did not find any evidence that members of the Trump campaign or anyone associated with the campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these hacking operations. In other words, there was no evidence of the Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government's hacking.
Afraid he'll spin some of the facts before the public reads them, Democrats say Barr shouldn't be holding a news conference in advance of the report's release and should let the report speak for itself. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A little time, but we got the facts. And I don't feel like celebrating, but I do feel relieved that people are now in, you know, government, the Justice Department, are confirming what has been in our gut all along and what really President Trump has said all along. Folks, Donald J. Trump isn't president of the United States because he wants more personal wealth. He isn't president of the United States because he wants more power. He is president of the United States because for all of his adult life, up till the time he came down that escalator, he was frustrated with how government operated. Remember the story of the ice skating rink in Central Park? That year after year after year, they were trying to get this ice skating rink in, and he finally said, I'll do it myself, I'll pay for it myself, get out of here. And they did it in 8 months. That's what he's doing with the wall, with the economy, with everything else. The swamp knows if he succeeds, their way of doing business is done forever. That's what this is a battle over. So part of this is, you know, a little bit of relief. All right, let's go to the calls. Minnesota, Tim, Reynolds, Jeff, and Dave behind the wheel. In that order, and others behind them at 258-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you today by our friends at Mineral Tracker. Mineral owners everywhere are using this to organize, audit, and track income for royalty interests. It's an affordable, easy-to-use platform. The premium service is about $100 a month. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars lie in the balance. When you have a tool to know what you have, do you with this tool? Think about that. There's also a free version as well where you can get some of the data. Watford City Company, Salt of the Earth folks, petroleum engineers from the University of North Dakota, smart as a whip, they could take care of you. Go to info@mineraltracker.com for an email, or just write to mineraltracker.com or call 833-833. That's the toll-free telephone number, 833-842-2924. Tim, somewhere in Minnesota.
Hey, Scott, Tim Fisher, long time. Hello, Todd.
We're going to call you Twin Cities, Tim. We love our Twin Cities listeners. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because you know I've got a whole bunch of apps on my phone to get my news. But when this broke, I had to go to you guys because I don't know of anyone other than you, Scott, that has the access to the White House that's in the news business like you are. You see it like no one else gets to see it. So I could go to all these different stations, but I go to North Dakota to find out what's going on in the White House. So I just, you and I haven't talked for a very, very long time, but I just want to state that people in North Dakota are very fortunate to be able to get the real deal and to get to get what's real from you for the fact that you not only walk the walk, but you're talking the talk, you're doing it all. And I just couldn't be more happy for the people in North Dakota to have the access that they do through you. That's the only reason I called.
Well, I appreciate that, and we share it with Minnesota, as you know, and South Dakota,
your
and Montana,
app.
And the northern place, and the app takes us everywhere. We have a lot of people listen when they're down in Florida or down in Arizona for the winter, and that's heartwarming too. So, what I feel fortunate about is I just get to sort of facilitate a conversation. I'm the happiest when I'm hearing from people about their take on these things because that's what fuels me. When I go to the White House, I'm not going there to say, oh, look at me, I'm at the White House. I'm going there to bring the wisdom of the listeners I talk with every day to them. I mean, one example, Mick Mulvaney, chief of staff to the President of the United States yesterday. We didn't have a chance to interview him. He wasn't on our schedule, but I visited with him for about 15 minutes. And I said, the bureaucracy on the border wall is ridiculous. I said, you put the president in front of a 2-mile stretch of border wall that was financed in 2009. In the Obama administration, that took 8 months to build. Now, our listeners see a North Dakota company that has demonstrated repeatedly they can build a mile a day, and your Corps of Engineers won't even take their calls. Now, they're getting a little better. They're taking the calls, but they're still saying no. And he said, well, it's Congress. Congress makes us do it, Scott. I said, bull roar. I've heard that excuse before. I've asked Senator Hoeven, Senator Kramer to check it out. They said it's not true. Congress is not mandating that the Corps do it. Oh, I got to check that out. Why am I doing that, Tim? I'm doing that because I know how frustrated our listeners are that basic common sense where the Customs and Border Patrol says, please put a barrier there and you'll make our job easier and we don't do it. And how frustrated they are.
Yeah, and I hear it, and you're there to be able to talk to them about it. You have Fisher Industries out there, which is known throughout the United States. They do business throughout the United States. They're very well respected from the state of North Dakota. But what I'm seeing is that the wall is kind of turned into the throwing out of Obamacare. It's being used more as a fundraiser than it is for action. Take some action. You've got you now have a U.S. senator. With Senator Hoeven that's on the Appropriations Committee, he can appropriate some funds. He's got some powerful position. The Republicans are there, but it really takes it takes the Republicans to do more than lip service here, just like the appeal of Obamacare.
No, there's no doubt about it. And I actually think in the case of the border wall, it's national security. It's no different than is North Korea a threat? All right, we're gonna do what we have to do with
right.
North Korea as a threat, right? And I think that all of the barriers, no pun intended, to getting it done need to be removed. Period. End of statement. It's done. And I don't care how they do it. I really don't. I mean, presidential emergency, military, action, whatever. Just do it. Do it. Based on what Customs and Border Patrol, the career professionals, this isn't politics. This is the people that defend us and protect us. Congress ought to fix these stupid laws that says, I am claiming asylum because I am threatened with my life in El Salvador. Put me in a facility for 20 days and then let me go into the United States. What in the world? How is that? Somebody comes in from Mexico, says that. We say, no, you go back to Mexico and we'll check out your claim. With these three countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, they come up the Northern Triangle. They say asylum. We have to take them in. And after 20 days, we have to let them go. And they're into the country, never to return again. 14% of them come back for the actual hearing on anything. It's no way to run a railroad, but I'm with you on that point, Chris. Tim, rather. I think that people need to recognize that our government is broken. It's broken.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It is a swamp, and that's what Trump is fighting every single day. And that's why Republican, Democrat, blue, green, you ought to appreciate what he's doing because whatever you want accomplished will be easier after he gets done if you let him do his job because he's trying to make the place more efficient, Oh, gosh.
Yeah, today's a big day for the United States because it's a full clearing of any of these conspiracy theorists been bombing things up, which I think the Republicans for the first year and a half actually believed them too. But now they're going, okay, we've been useful fools, guys. We've been useful fools. Now let's get the business done. And they can get back and get done what they've had in the back burner because of the people that you talked about that have been working diligently. The plans are there. Now all they need to do is execute.
Thank you, Tim. Good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Right. Stay in touch. 800-228-0550. What does today mean to you? Is it a celebration? That seems a little strong. Is it a vindication? Sure seems to me likely. Is it, just another opportunity for the Democrats to twist and turn into what's your reaction to this? What is this bringing us? Tell me at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd or me. Todd's at 226-8503 and I'm at 367-2054. Jeff in Reynolds. Go ahead, sir.
Morning, Scott. I want to give you my take on what I got from that news conference. And it wasn't so much the report as was the look on Rod Rosenstein's face. That was the face of a man that got his hand caught in a cookie jar, and he knows he's in deep doo-doo.
I have to agree with you. You know what I thought? Well, my first thought when I saw that
What's
frame,
that?
You know, it was, I don't know who the guy was on his right, but Rosenstein was on his left. And the three of them were in the frame for the entire time. And I saw the same thing on Rosie. When I saw it, I said, Saturday Night Live, this will be a skit. That's what I thought. And they will add some, they will add some colorful, thought bubbles coming out of his head.
Oh, perfect. It was priceless. They should do another credit card commercial and show that is priceless.
I have a more important question for you. Are Reynolds buns still a thing? Are they still around?
The buns?
The buns from the bakery?
Absolutely. Becky's buns are the best in town.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit.
And while you stop in and pick up some of Becky's buns, you can go to the Beehive and you'll have the best time you'll never remember there.
The Beehive. Wow. I stayed in a Beehive hotel last night in D.C. It was interesting. Sometimes you got to be careful with Hotwire. I'm just saying. I'm like, what in the world is this? Right across from GWU, but that's what you made me think of. That's interesting. Becky's Buns. Okay, my father-in-law got me hooked on Reynolds Buns. Whenever he would drive Fargo to Grand Forks, he was a dean of students at UND for a lot of years. And if he would drive back and forth, he would do the detours through Reynolds just to get Reynolds Buns. So
you're always welcome, and swing by anytime you get near her.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Exit 123. You can't miss it.
All right. I love it. Thanks, Jeff. Call again. Appreciate it. And by the way, rest his soul. 1 year ago this week, we lost my father-in-law, Jerry Hammerlick, and the Reynolds Buns brought me back. That was a little papa moment right there. Appreciate that. Dave on the road. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi. We're just wondering about a line in the report. It had to do with exonerating the Trump campaign or Trump himself and then all of the people associated with it. But then they followed that line with all other, there were no other Americans that were found to be colluding or the other term too. So that one's bothersome a little bit because I'm under the impression that there was collusion from the Democrat side. That seems to exonerate all of them, so.
That's interesting. I don't know that I don't know that they're the subject in the investigation though, right? So would it clear them necessarily?
That's what I'm wondering about. Why would that line be in there?
And again, the line that concerned you was what? Say it again.
There were no other Americans found to be guilty of collusion or obstruction. He said that line twice.
Yeah, and I took it when I heard it as Trump and his administration and people around. Nobody took the bait, if you will. But you raise a really good point. We'll check into that, Dave. Thanks for calling. More coming up.
Here's what's in the news at the University of North Dakota. More from UND President Mark Kennedy.
We've had a 10 percentage point improvement in our 4-year graduation rate in the last 3 years. The 5-year graduation rate is also up by a comparable amount. That means more people graduating, more people walking out of here sooner. We have a strategic plan that only has 7 goals. One of those 7 goals is graduation rate. We've been razor-sharp focused on that graduation rate.
Leaders in action. Find out more at und.edu.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Join the best team in the West, MVI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MVI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MVI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MVIEnergyServices.com. MVIEnergyServices.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Say it, say it. I'm waiting for it. The fake news witch hunt is over. They actually say freedom at any point in the song? We know it's freedom.
Yes. Coming up in the chorus. It two verses in the chorus in this one for some reason.
A year and a half from now, gets to the actual freedom. Trust me, that's the song. Freedom. We're brought to you in part today by our friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. If you need a repair on anything diesel, there is only one call to make. DACDiesel.com is the website to find out more about CJ and his team there. They live, breathe, sleep, eat diesel. That's all they do. I know you know they're tough if they're eating diesel, but they do. That's the leading repair and maintenance shop in the whole region. Folks are bringing in semis and tractors and pickup trucks from all over. And they do house calls. So if you've got a real problem, give them a call. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. CNN, have we done CNN yet? I wanted to get CNN crying. If you could find me a little CNN. We're kind of having fun with the fake news media today because they're pretty broken up by the whole thing. What the heck is this?
You're a fake.
Oh, they're fake? Okay, all right. Yeah, thank you. I'll put MSNBC up right now. Brian Williams is crying. I can't get enough of Brian Williams crying. It's just impossible. Push some buttons there, Kevin. Let's hear a little MSNBC and how bad they're crying. You tell me when it's ready. I'll read a couple of texts. I think it's possible that Rod Rosenstein is on the side of the president. How else does he survive the recording the president comment and subsequently the plane ride?
Yeah, really.
It's on the side of the president. How else does he survive the recording the president comment and subsequent plane ride? He's not on the side of the president if he's recording the president, right? Right? I don't know.
Right, so how does he survive it?
Jim, the flagpole guy, is here, and then Brian Williams crying on MSNBC. Jim, do I understand correctly today is the collusion flagpole sale day? No collusion with flagpole sale.
In celebration of America's Bill of Rights, judicial system process, and the individual's right of innocence until proven guilty, I am announcing the no collusion sale. That's right, Scott. Buy a flagpole, and you receive not just one flag, but two with your installation. Buy a flag, and we'll send you a prepaid box to forward your retired flag to honor a veteran. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and we ask, we all join in a prayer of thanksgiving with an amen for constitutional justice to prevail in America. 17 attorneys, thousands of pages of evidence, thousands of witnesses, millions of dollars, and the individual of our President Donald Trump is innocent. Innocent of charges on which the legal framework was not only able to secure a man's innocence, but determine the prosecutor's unlawful acts. Today, let us celebrate America's design. The design is to sustain wounds from enemies, foreign and domestic. Let us remember it is our duty as citizens to be aware and to protect liberty. Today's government is a glaring example of their rule over us. Let's remember in order for us to remain free, we as citizens of a republic, we rule over them. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and today is the no collusion sale. Mention no collusion, get discounts. How's that sound, Scott?
That sounds darn good. No collusion, no obstruction, no collusion. Russia. Collusion is a thing of the past. Russia.
Freedom.
Exactly right. That's freedom, right. From the fake news witch hunt is what it is. It's very, very interesting. The president's going to speak here in a minute, and we're going to have it. But, Jim, you're a patriot. We know that. Call him at 701-571-FLAG. Today's the day to take advantage of the no collusion sale, ladies and gentlemen. ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
God bless you. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. Thank you.
Exactly right. Holy Thursday today. A very, very solemn week.
He is risen.
Absolutely. Christians. Sat next to a Democrat, lifelong Democrat, and had a delightful 4.5-hour conversation yesterday coming home from Washington, D.C. Really interesting. Guy worked at the Justice Department, done a bunch of stuff, and I got him to agree with a few of my points, and he got me to agree with a few of his, and it was interesting. But he was a Jewish. He was telling me just a number of things about, Passover and the traditions, and it was very interesting. Really, really enjoyed it. So It's a week we got to remember. Okay, MSNBC, I promised it, so we got to go to that before the president speaks. What are they saying?
Let's... Living, and DOJ is famous for following procedure and tradition. Today had nothing to do with procedure and tradition.
You jerk.
No, I've never seen a press conference like that from an attorney general, a deputy attorney general, a U.S. attorney, any prosecutor at the Justice Department. There were a few things that you've talked about, some of them that really astonished me. One was the way that he opened his remarks by clearing the president. I've never before seen any prosecutor come out and say, we proved that a crime didn't happen. But you can't prove a negative. That's what, not what prosecutors do. They will often come out and say, we closed
this
investigation.
These people, I don't know who this attorney is, actually, but Brian Williams, you know, no procedure, no tradition. I threw it out the window. Give me a break.
He looks troubled.
I mean, do you remember James Comey going out there and talking about Hillary doing a press conference about an investigation, right? I mean, what's different about this in procedure and tradition? And now it's like clearing the president. Look, you guys on the left want to cloud over this man to hinder what the American people voted for. Stop.
We're back
it.
With Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, with locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Folks, come on in, check it out. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of winter. But I tell you what, it's a lot better with a hot spring spa. Never go through another winter like this without a hot spring spa. Tell me why, Vince.
Well, it's a way to, like, beat Mother Nature, if that's possible. It allows you to get to your backyard. Even when it's 30 below out, you're still sitting in an environment that's 100-plus degrees, and it's wonderful. And, you know, you can't stay inside all winter, right? So this is not only a great wellness product physically, mentally, relationally, but it gets you out of the house into your backyard where, you know, can your neighbors say they were in their backyard with 10 feet of snow last night in their bathing suit? Probably not.
It's fantastic. Life-changing, in fact. And it's more than just a hot tub, right, Vince?
Yeah, it's every day made better. And you sit in this, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally, you're better.
Check it out online at hotspringnd.com or stop and see them 1620 13th Avenue East, West Fargo.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.